الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل. This is a great bounty and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I would like to commence today's talk with the excellence of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is reported from Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man salla alayya yawm al-jumu'ati kanat shafa'atun lahu indi yawm al-qiyamah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever sends salat upon me on the day of Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear respectable brothers and viewers of Madani channel, there are a great amount of virtues and blessings when we recite salat ala al-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try to make it our habit and give more importance, especially to the day of Friday, that we take time out, we even tell our children and inform them and instill within them the ability, the passion and the shawq to send salat ala nabi upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear honorable brothers, inshallah today's topic is also very important and relevant to our time. Those who are affiliated with the religious environment of Da'wat Islami and those who are aware of the news around the world, the Muslim Ummah are going through a lot of difficulty. And as we are a part of this Muslim Ummah, it is only right that we too raise awareness on this particular topic. So today we will be discussing about helping out the Muslim Ummah, a welfare, a good mindset in order to help the Muslim Ummah to get them out of their difficult situation. If we reflect over the life of our pious predecessors from the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam through the blessed reign of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the first Khalifa of Islam, if we look through the life of Sayyidina Umar Farooq al-A'zam, the second Khalifa of Islam, and likewise throughout the ages of the Muslim Empire, we will see one element which is throughout, and that is making sure that the Muslim Ummah is well, is at safe, at harm, and is in peace, is away from any type of harm, and is in peace. Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu has said, لو ماتت شاتٌ على شطر فراتي ضائعة لظننت أن الله سائلي عنها يوم القيامة. Even if a young goat was to pass away, why? Out of thirst, because it was not looked after by the Muslims, by the population. And if this baby goat was to pass away out of thirst, then on the bank of the river of Euphrates, then I fear lest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the account of this from me. This is the mindset of our pious predecessors and the shining role models of Islam. And we too must also look after our community, my dear Islamic brothers, and have this jazba and passion to make sure that our fellow Muslims, wherever they be around the world, that they be in peace and in harmony. And if we can do anything to support them and aid them in this regard, then we should be at the forefront, my dear Islamic brothers. And when we reflect upon the life of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, throughout the ages you will see, you will find in his blessed seerah that at occasions he himself would carry the luggage and the goods upon his own back in order to reach it to those who are poor and needy. Today, we need to revive this action within the Muslim Ummah, and we need to associate ourselves with those people who are benefiting Muslims. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, خَيْرٌ نَاسِ مَنْ يَنْفَعُ النَّاسَ. The best of people is the one who gives benefit to the people. And if we talk about the importance of brotherhood in Islam, if we talk about the importance of unity in Islam, then we can look no further than this very hadith sharif. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. That nobody can attain perfection in Iman until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. I would just like to pause for a moment, and I would like everybody to truly reflect and not just listen to this topic as a typical bayan. Really and truly reflect on the situation in the world. Our Muslim brothers around the world who are in difficulty, who are in poverty, in which natural disasters have struck their homeland. Their entire homes have been destroyed. Their entire livestock and their way of living has now come to an end. But what have we done? Let's take this example that try to imagine us in that situation, that the calamity did not befall them, but actually directly upon our home, that our home was destroyed. Our entire business that we spent our lives on was completely destroyed. How would we feel? Wouldn't we want our fellow Muslim brothers to come and help us, to stand with us arm in arm? This is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Dawat-e-Islami via the beautiful department of FGRF is in these locations, in these localities where we are helping and supporting the Muslim Ummah in these difficult times. And this is one of the main purposes of today's bayan. I'd like to present to you a beautiful narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which really outlines the whole concept of Islam and our deen, our religion. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ad-deenu nasiha." The religion of Islam is looking after one another. Deen khair khahi ka naam hai. It is to look after one another. The welfare of the Muslims is the way of the religion. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he further goes on to explain under the hadith sharif where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, deen, the religion of Islam, is all about looking after the welfare of the Muslims. The companions radiyallahu anhum, they humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom for? To whom is the deen a welfare for all the Muslims, but for who, Ya Rasulullah? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, for Allah, his Prophet, for his book, for the a'imma, the imams, and for the ordinary people of the Muslim Ummah. And Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi alayhi rahmah, he opens up this discussion of nasiha fi ad-deen, ad-deenun nasiha. And he mentions, when we refer to nasiha, well-wishing or the welfare regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means to keep pure Islamic beliefs, the correct Islamic beliefs about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His divine attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine essence and attributes, we must have the correct belief regarding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, is all-seeing, is all-aware. Allah's knowledge encompasses everything. Allah is free from every single type of defect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not lie. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no evil or bad quality and defect and trait. This is amongst ad-deenun nasiha when we refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alongside this, worshipping Allah sincerely, loving those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, meaning who are dear to Allah, the prophets, the messengers, the righteous, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the poor people. And also under ad-deenun nasiha for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is having enmity against the enemies of Allah, as well as keeping your beliefs pure in relation to Him. When we refer to welfare or nasiha in regards to Kitabullah, the Book of Allah, what does this mean? This means that we must believe in the Book of Allah. This means that we must recite the Holy Quran, that we must ponder over the message and the teachings of the Holy Quran according to one's ability and acting upon the Holy Quran. This all comes under ad-deenun nasiha for the Holy Quran Sharif. When we refer to Nasiha, referring to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this means believing in him sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a prophet of Allah, as the leader of all the prophets, as the greatest of all prophets, as acknowledging him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam with all of his rightful attributes, and keeping him sallallahu alayhi wasallam more beloved to you than your own life, than your own children, than your own businesses, your wealth, and everything in this universe. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. In different narrations, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no one can attain perfection in iman, no one can become a true believer until I, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is more beloved to that Muslim than everything, his parents, his children, his family, and all of mankind. This is also when we refer to ad-deen, nasihatun, that deen, the religion of Islam, is welfare, and in reference to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, obeying him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, further spreading his remembrance into the hearts of the people. This also comes under the duty of a Muslim. When we refer to now the kings, Islamic kings and rulers, Islamic scholars, awliya-i kiram, what does it mean to treat them well or to have good welfare with them? Our great ulama-i kiram, Mufti Ahmad Yarkha Naimi, explains, accepting every permissible command of theirs as per your capability, persuading people towards their lawful obedience, following the blessed Aimai Mujtahideen, keeping a good presumption and assumption about these leaders and ulama, and honoring our Islamic scholars. And finally, because this is in particular the discussion that we are referring to today, welfare of the grieved ummah, how we as Muslims today can help the Muslim ummah on a larger scale. Alhamdulillah, with the blessings of Da'wat Islami, we can now aid our Muslim brothers just by sitting within our homes, just by giving donations and helping them because their homes have been destroyed due to natural disasters. But what are we doing about this? Alhamdulillah, it's a great blessing of Da'wat Islami. But now let me go on to the particular discussion. Welfare of ordinary Muslims. What does this mean? Ad-deen nasihatun for the normal Muslims. Fi amatil muslimin. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his blessed, the ulama-i kiram, have said, serving them as your capability. Serving the Muslim ummah is doing welfare to the deen of Islam. Removing worldly and religious problems from them. Loving them. Spreading Islamic knowledge amongst the people, persuading them to do good deeds, forbidding them from evil, not liking something for them which one does not like for himself. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, we have to understand that we are Muslim today. We cannot expect somebody of a different belief to come and help the Muslims, and the Muslims just sit here or go about their day-to-day life whilst our own Muslims around the world are going through difficulty. We as Muslims should have this pain. If a Muslim around, wherever they may be in the world, if they're going through difficulty, it is the sign of being a believer that you also feel their pain. But unfortunately today, we are seen busy in our own affairs. We just about are able to do what we are, what is upon us. My dear Islamic brothers, Alhamdulillah, with this beautiful environment of Da'wat Islami, we can help the Muslims around the world, especially in today's relevant era where the Muslims in Pakistan were affected by a natural disaster. And floods came and destroyed the entire homes and businesses, livestock. And now they are living under the sky. And they have, Alhamdulillah, by the blessings of Da'wat Islami and by the contribution of the Muslims, they are supporting. And homes are being built. It's £200 for just a shelter home to be made for them. And £900 for a well-built home. For our brothers in Sindh, Balochistan, throughout many of the provinces of Pakistan, difficulty has afflicted them. As Muslims, it's our duty to stand up. And Alhamdulillah, we are not saying that we will now further, you know, go to Pakistan and do the help. Alhamdulillah, we have people there. And many people are there doing the support. But we need your financial support. Because, my dear Islamic brothers, money is here today, it'll be gone tomorrow. We will be here today, we'll be gone tomorrow. If we don't use our money in the way of Allah to help the Muslim ummah, we have no guarantee that our loved ones will do this for us. If we did not give them The correct upbringing, that, oh my son, when we pass away, you should give charity. You should do dua of forgiveness for your parents. You should help the Muslim Ummah whenever possible, to whatever your capability is. If we never gave this tarbiyah and upbringing to our children, what can we expect? My dear Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah, we too must follow suit. We too must remain attached to such an environment which is doing the work of deen on such a large scale. And this is really our good fortune, that we can easily, without any, you can say, sweat off our forehead, we can benefit our Muslim Ummah. But it just takes a bit of redirection and a bit of focus. If we look, my dear Islam brothers, throughout the ages, we will find the likes of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu and the many of the Sahabi kiram, their passion to help the Muslim Ummah, that they, if we look at Islam to such a degree that some Sahabi kiram in a battle were on the last throes of death, and they requested for water, and when the water came, he heard the cry of his fellow Muslim brother who was on the floor injured, and he said, pass the water to him. When they went to him, they asked him, and he said, he was about to drink, but then he heard the cry of another Muslim brother, another Sahabi, and he said, pass the water to my fellow brother. They carried on doing this until he came back to the first, his own relative, and he realized that he had embraced martyrdom. Came to the second individual, he had also embraced martyrdom. This is the highest level of sacrificing one's own need for another Muslim. We are not even saying that in today's time. That's called ithar, that's the highest level of sacrifice. That a person, he needs something himself, but he gives that to another Muslim brother. That's ithar, that's a high level. Today we do not even do the bare minimum, that we have the ability, and we should be catering for our Muslim brothers around the world. But unfortunately, we are not doing so. My dear Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah, today is the blessed day of Jumu'ah. Yawm al-Jumu'ah, one good deed is increased 70 times. That if you give £1, you will obtain the reward of £70. And the more you give, remember, a person should give according to his ability. If he is well off, then he should give more in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should not just give £5, £10, where he is earning well. He has no worry about income. His children, rather, there are some people in our time that they have enough wealth for their grandchildren and great-grandchildren to benefit from. But unfortunately, they don't do this. So, my dear Islamic brothers, this is a very important message. This is not something to listen to and then, you know, turn to the side or move on. Because if we do not help our Muslims around the world, we will be held accountable. You had the ability to help them. You were given advice by the scholars or by people who are delivering lectures, and still you did not go and help the Muslim Ummah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wallahu fi auni al-abdi ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhihi." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps on helping that slave of his who remains constantly busy in helping a Muslim brother. If we focus our time on helping people, getting them out of their difficult times, supporting them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's support and help is with us. Our worldly affairs are ticked off and performed one by one. And sometimes, if you've actually experienced this, you don't even realize that how has this work of mine done? Prior, you know, I was struggling to get past this. I just helped out a Muslim brother, I just gave some donation to our brothers, or I gave something in the way of Allah, I helped them in a difficult time, and all of this work of mine has been done. If we have never experienced this, that means, my dear brothers, we have never truly helped anyone. We have come to the age of 20, 30, 40, and still we've not experienced that pleasure in helping other Muslims, that happiness that you feel, and that inner joy. And another thing I will tell you, that when you are giving your donations now, and helping the Muslim brothers in Pakistan, around the world, helping FGRF without Islami, you don't even know who they are. They don't know who you are. This increases the chance of sincerity. Ikhlas is even more increased here, because you don't know them, there's no worldly benefit. This also is very careful, that if you oppress someone, be very careful that something may not happen to you. Today, people, we are harming people left, right and center. We are causing them all type of difficulty. And you know, we think, oh, we're offering salah, or we have good character, we dress nicely, we behave nicely, everything's good. My dear Islamic brothers, it's not always just about you and ibadat and remembering Allah. There's a huge aspect of the religion which is called hukukul ibad, the rights of people, that we must remember and we must teach our children. It's not my money, my wealth. It's not just my house and my situation or my business or my income. It's not like this in Islam. Islam doesn't allow greediness to enter into our hearts. Islam gives us the mindset to be generous, to give in the way of Allah, to teach our children to be generous. Today, if you ask a child just for a mobile phone, or if another child asks another child for anything, he thinks twice. Or he says, no, I'm benefiting, I'm using this. You know, go ask somebody else. Today, this is our problem, that we have taught our children to be stingy. Whereas this should not be the way of the Muslims. This should be the complete opposite way, my dear Islamic brothers. We must remember that our religion of Islam teaches us unity, teaches us brotherhood. But how many of us are taking that step forward? If everyone here makes an intention in his heart, from now on, I'm going to become more generous. I'm going to become more unified as a Muslim ummah. I'm going to help people. You're going to see many blessings in your life. If you are helping other Muslims, do you not think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who provides rizq to every single one in creation. Those who disbelieve, Allah provides them with sustenance. Those small insects who are in, there are some insects, who, those who have studied, who are actually just created in fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides them with insects, with sustenance. Some insects are under the ground, some are inside rocks, and they still are attain sustenance. Those Muslims today, unfortunately, we think if we give in the way of Allah, you know, our money is going to go. This is a problem when you've not studied. Because if we look at the narrations regarding sadaqah, regarding charity, even our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged the Sahaba during the battle of Tabuk, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood on the minbar and gave a faith enlightening speech to the Sahaba kiram, saying to give in the way of Allah for the Muslims to go into battle. And when they did so, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam guaranteed paradise for Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani, because he was overjoyed and he was taken away by the words of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers, remember this: our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love for the Muslim ummah goes without bounds. Today, unfortunately, we live in a world where Muslims are saying nafsi nafsi. A time will come where we will unfortunately have to say these words. On the day of judgment, your own mother and father will run away from you. Your own children will turn a blind eye to you. Your wife, your sons, and everyone will only have one thing on their mind. Nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself. That nobody comes, that his parents or his children don't come to me to ask for a good deed. Because I am in need of a good deed on that day. My dear Islamic brothers, when you remove the difficulty of your Muslim brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the difficulty from you. And when you look at the narrations of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, verily charity, the sadaqah of a Muslim, it increases a person's livelihood. It increases a person's lifespan. وَتَمْنَعُ مَيْتَةَ السُّءِ, and it prevents an evil death. It prevents a bad death. What does giving in the way of Allah, giving charity, my dear Islamic brothers? And finally, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when a person gives charity, Allah removes arrogance and boastfulness from him, from the one who gives the charity in the way of Allah. So we should be people who should be looking at every turn to try and help a Muslim who's in difficulty. At times, it takes the slightest of action. Maybe a brother is finding it difficult to move his younger son who's in a wheelchair on the road, and you can quickly get up and just help and assist him. But we carry on. We're oblivious to these things. We're not looking to help people today. We're not looking to give even salam to a fellow Muslim today. This is our state, my dear Islam brothers. We have to come back to the deen of Islam. We cannot just come towards our Jumu'ah Salah. We cannot just come towards the worships of Allah. We have to come towards the worships of Allah. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also remember the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the creation as well. How, if I was to pose a question to you, how many of us have just supplicated for our Muslim brothers around the world? Those who are in difficulty, those who are under oppression, those who are under tyrant rulers, those who are in wrongful court cases, those around the world, the Muslims just in Pakistan, who are in difficulty. How many of you have done dua for them? Our problem is we can't even do dua for them. This is how far we've fallen. My dear Islam brothers, when are we going to wake up? This speech is not meant to put you down, but it's meant to give you a realization. When somebody gives you a realization, it's your choice now whether you take a practical step or not. The message, our message is just a message to you. It's the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way of the Sahaba. My dear Islamic brothers, we have to now realize that if we are not going to support our Muslim ummah, if we are not going to help them in whatever possible way, alhamdulillah, Da'wat Islami is helping us and giving us a platform where we can donate. Da'wat Islami is an open book. Those who have watched Madani channel, alhamdulillah, they will see time and time again the works of Da'at Islami all around the world. And now, Alhamdulillah, Da'at Islami's manpower is such that they just need a message from the Arakeen Shura, and the brothers in that locality are doing the work of the deen. But what do we require? We require your time, my dear Islamic brother. First of all, we require your time that you come and seek Islamic knowledge to understand Islam correctly. Don't just hear say the religion. You have to come and study the religion. You have to give time. We give time to everything. We give time to the dunya, to acquire wealth, to acquire degrees. We do everything. And I'm not against that. But the problem is, are you a Muslim or not? How much of being a Muslim do we know? How much of Islam do we know? How much of the way of looking after fellow Muslims do we know? Because there's different types of people in today's time. Some are fixated upon the worship of Allah, but when it comes to assisting Muslims and helping them, they're not seen. Or their character is extremely bad. The way they treat their parents, the way they treat their youngsters, the way they just treat people in society. You know, what are you looking at? Today, this is a common phrase amongst people. You know, if a person doesn't even give way or just looks longer than he needs to, a person, you know, he snaps. What has happened to the Muslim Ummah? This is what happens when we go away from the deen. For 20, 30, 40 years, my dear Islamic brothers, we've turned away from the deen. Truly, realistically. And we have seen the outcome of our lives. Nobody is happy. People are not happy. People are facing a lot of problems and difficulty. Why? Because we turned away from the deen. And when you turn towards the deen, just turning towards the deen, one step, you will see a huge change in your life. You don't need anything as well. If to make a repentance in the court of Allah, you just need a clear heart. You need a pure heart, a good intention that, Ya Allah, I'm going to give up these my sinful ways. I'm no longer going to listen to music. I'm no longer going to do haram actions. I'm no longer going to earn haram income. It just takes a sincere heart. My dear Samir, how long are we going to live in this world? Really, how long are we going to live? 20, 30, 40, 50 years after this, where will we be? Under the soil, if we're lucky. Unless our body is thrown out of the grave. Sometimes, and it's mentioned as punishment, people are so disobedient in Allah that the earth does not accept their body. And they're thrown, and they come out of the grave. Or some people's graves are filled with insects and scorpions and snakes. Or the snakes are around the grave. We've seen videos like this. We've seen images. Do we think that's not going to happen to us? The life that we are living, my dear Islamic brothers, when are we going to wake up? This is a wake-up call for myself and for all of us. We have to become affiliated with the religious environment. I'd like to further give to you the more importance of helping our Muslim Ummah. Because as I've highlighted in today's speech, how many of us have this mindset to help others. And this is I'm not just referring to the people in our locality, but on a larger scale. And if we look at the statements of our pious predecessors, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can go no further than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His entire life and his teachings was full of generosity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma naqasa malun min sadaqatin." Wealth does not decrease when you give it in the way of Allah. And those who have practically done this, they can see this. If we just leave it to the book, this is the problem. We have the Quran, we have the teaching, we have the deen. But the problem is we don't act upon it. When we don't act upon it, how are we going to see the marvels of the deen of Islam? How are we going to see the beauties of the deen? And we see that in today's time. We are just here to listen to speeches. But when it comes to giving in the way of Allah, when it comes to treating Muslims in a good manner, unfortunately we are far from it. My dear Islamic brothers, this is just a reminder, this is just a wake-up call. I may no longer be here. Maybe another speaker will come. But remember that these are just pieces of advice. It's our point that we can take from this and act upon this. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to remember and act upon what has been said. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyyi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Calling upon you, Allah.